Larry Kudlow. Larry, good morning. CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, and also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, let's talk about taxes, because the House yesterday named its conferees for that conference that they're going to share with the Senate in order to figure out what's next for this bill. What are you looking to get accomplished in conference other than coming to some agreement here?
Well, look, there's a bunch of issues that have to be dealt with, and they're all fairly important issues. One of them is what the corporate tax rate is going to be. Now, both the House and Senate had 20% rate. For some odd reason, the president said he might accept a 22% rate. I think that's a slippery slope, and I wouldn't go there. And the Senate bill has the start date in 2019. The House bill is 2018. I wouldn't wait a year. You're going to get all kinds of tax avoidance and tax sheltering if you wait a year. And the argument that, you know, expensing of equipment starts immediately, and that's great. Well, you know, expensing is great, but these projects play out for a long time. And I think folks are going to not pull the trigger if they're worried about when the corporate tax rate is going to be. So I think that's an issue. And one other thing that's got me very worried, there's a backdoor capital gains tax hike on individuals. And this, people are not looking at this. It means it's called first in, first out. So if you sell a stock, you know, that you might have bought a year ago, your basis is not going to be what you paid for it a year ago. Your basis is going to be when you first bought it, which could be 8 years ago or 10 years ago. So your capital gains tax is going to be much higher because the gain is much higher. And that's some kind of weird breakthrough. The mutual funds got a carve-out. Their lobbyists are very good, but individuals are going to be left holding the bag on this. And I don't know why we're penalizing individuals in the stock market. It doesn't make any sense to me.
So with rules like that, are you under the impression that this is did the opposite of simplifying the tax code?
Yeah.
It only served to complicate it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not true everywhere, but, you know, there are these little glitches in here. I mean, look, I'd vote for the bill. I think Congress should vote for the bill because I think ultimately the business side of the bill is going to create an investment boom, and that investment boom is going to drive up wages. Okay, that's my basic, you know, philosophy. I've been for it. I helped put it together during the campaign. But I'm just saying there are issues here. They're not inconsequential issues. Cap gains is one of them. Small businesses. Here's another one. Senator Ron Johnson did a great job. And he got a 23% deduction off the income of small businesses, which lowers their effective rate, I don't know, maybe slightly under 30%. That's great. The House doesn't have that provision. They have a very complicated provision, which is not going to help small businesses very much, if at all. So that's another one. You know, it's complexity versus simplicity. So again, the totality of this is good, but inside it, there are a lot of glitches the conference is going to have to deal with.
Larry, small businesses being S-Corps, I assume, the pass-throughs that
yep.
a lot of people... Okay, so with not getting rid of the alternative minimum tax the way the Senate bill doesn't get rid of that, do these people get hit twice? You're talking about really going after the upper middle class here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a great question. I don't know because there's never been any details put on this, and it was put in, you know, the restoring the AMT for corporations was put in at the very last minute. So it's very hard to know what the details are going to be. A lot of businesses are up in arms about this, mostly larger businesses. Some of this has to do with deducting state and local taxes. You follow? Corporations have that deduction. They survive. As you know, small businesses and individuals lose that deduction. The AMT, I think, brings that deduction back into play, and companies are going to wind up losing. They're going to have to, you know, lose that salt and pay higher taxes. So that's another issue. And again, it's a complicated issue. I don't actually know what the details are.
Yesterday, I want to play just a quick soundbite for you. This is Nancy Pelosi in her normally restrained way describing this tax bill. Listen to this.
It is the end of the world. This health care, the debate on health care is life death. This is Armageddon. This is a very big deal because you know why? There's really a very hard way to come back from this.
It's the end of the world, Larry.
Yeah, it really is. Cutting taxes is the end of the world in Nancy Pelosi's world. Ms. Pelosi lives in a kind of alternate universe, I think, where helping middle-income wage earners is a bad idea, and somehow if rich people get a tax break, which, by the way, they don't get much in this bill at all. I'm not opposed to rich people. She's already rich, so maybe she doesn't care about them anymore. This is just, it shows you the paucity of the Democratic response to this whole tax cut, tax reform plan. I mean, other than class warfare, what is the Democratic position here? They have a position, you know, for raising wages for the workforce, or for making America competitive again globally, or for creating higher real wages, which we haven't had roughly for 17 years, or business investment, which we haven't had also for about 17 years, going back to the year 2000. What is their, where's their growth message? Trump and the GOP have a very good growth jobs, wages message. And the bill's not perfect. As I said, there are going to be issues in the conference. But the overview here is very positive. You know, as co-author with my pal Brian Dmitrovic of JFK and the Reagan and yes. Ronald Reagan, Democrats used to be a tax-cutting party. JFK was a tax cutter, right?
Yep.
And really, in the 1980s, during the Reagan years, Democrats were tax cutters and tax reformers. Bill Bradley, Richard Gephardt, people like
yep.
that. Nowadays, the whole Democratic Party seems to be like class warriors.
Boy, how things have changed. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much, as always, for breaking it down for us. Chat with you next week, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.